In Major League Baseball in the American League, Derek Jeter concluded his Hall of Fame career by helping the New York Yankees beat the Boston Red Sox 9-5 yesterday. He bid baseball adieu with an RBI single, a dugout full of hugs, and a final wave to the fans. Jeter's departure gave some importance to an otherwise meaningless game between the longtime AL East rivals who will watch the playoffs together from the outside for the first time in 20 years. Meanwhile, Detroit blanked Minnesota to clinch its fourth AL Central title spot. Kansas City beat the White Sox 6-4 and grabbed a spot against Oakland for the AL wildcard game after the Tigers defeated Minnesota 3-0. Oakland shut out Texas 4-0. Seattle topped the Angels 4-1. Baltimore slid past Toronto 1-0. Cleveland bested Tampa Bay 7-2. In interleague play, the Mets topped Houston 8-3. In the National League, Jordan Zimmermann tossed the first no-hitter in Washington Nationals history. Zimmermann allowed only two base runners and finished with 10 strikeouts. St. Louis clinched the NL Central title spot when Pittsburgh was beaten 4-1 by Cincinnati. The Cardinals shut out Arizona 1-0. Elsewhere, Atlanta edged Philadelphia 2-1. The Cubs beat Milwaukee 5-2. San Francisco tripled up San Diego 9-3. It was the Dodgers over Colorado 10-5. The Pirates faced the Giants in the NL wildcard game on Wednesday. The postseason starts Tuesday when Kansas City faces Oakland. Later this week, the Los Angeles Dodgers will take on St. Louis in an NL Division Series, and Baltimore will play Detroit in an AL Division Series. In the NFL, the New York Jets fell to Detroit 24-17. Houston beat Buffalo 23-17. New England faces Kansas City tonight at 8:30 in Monday Night Football. The Packers and Bears made history when the teams played an entire 60-minute game yesterday without a single punt. The only previous time when the NFL saw a no-punt affair was when Buffalo played San Francisco in 1992. The Packers beat the Bears 38-17. The United States Ryder Cup team is coming home empty-handed. Rory McIlroy, Graham McDowell, and Justin Rose have led Europe to a relatively easy 16.5-11.5 victory over the Americans in Scotland. Europe has won the last three Ryder Cups since 2008, six of the last seven and eight of the last 10. The Americans have not won on European soil since 1993. For WAMC Sports, I'm Patrick Garrett.